Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Daz Hashem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Mem, and we are finishing up the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Dalet and doing Sif Hey as well. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is in the middle of going through all of the dinim of Kosev and Mochek, all the things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to tell us about, so the Mishnah Berurah wanted to fill us in. So we are on the fourth line of Mishnah Berurah on page 380. So says the Mishnah Berurah, din number 7 about Kosev. HaKosev b'smalo lach yado. If a person writes with his left hand, or he writes with the back of his hand, it means instead of writing with your palm facing down, you write with your palm facing up and the pen facing in the other direction. That would be kala'achriyad. Or beraglo, he writes with his foot, or bepiv, or he puts the pen in his mouth and he writes with marpeko, he puts it in his elbow or in his armpit or something. Pater, that is all pater, meaning it's asim midrabanan, but not achiv midrabanan. Because that's not the normal way to write. But it's still asur midrabanan to write in such a with such a shinui. What about a left-handed person? So iter shakasu biyamino shu lo kismol kismol kaladam pater. If a left-handed person writes with his right hand, he's pater. But if he writes with his left hand and he's a left-handed person, then he's chayiv. Vasholit b'shtayadav, an ambidextrous person b'shavas. Then whichever hand he writes with, he's going to be chayiv. If a katan is holding the pen and the gadol is holding the katan's hand, and they're forming the letters together, because the gadol is obviously the one that's actually really forming the letters, and therefore the katan's not doing anything. It's like if you need the light on Shabbos and you take your kid's hand and you put it on the light switch and you push his hand up, so you're just using him as a as he's your glove. I mean, it's of course you're going to be chayiv for such a thing. Gadol oches b'kulmus. If a gadol is holding on to the quill, the katan oches b'yado v'kosev, and the katan is maneuvering the gadol's hand, pater. Then the gadol is pater. The bezeh gadol oved klum, because then the gadol's not doing anything. V'ma oches b'kulmus niskavin l'sayeo talya achiyuv ba'oches b'kulmus. But if the person who's holding the quill is actually trying to form the letters himself, and he's not just holding his hand like a dead fish and letting the person who's maneuvering his hand do all the writing, then the person who's holding the kulmus is going to be the one that's actually chayiv. Hakosev al menas lekalkel or, if a person writes just to ruin the hide, chayiv shein chiyuv al makom aksav el al aksav aval amochik al menas lekalkel pater. So he's going to be chayiv because the chiyuv is only on the makom of the ksav. But shein chiyuvo al makom aksav, the chiyuv is not on the makom aksav el al haksav, it's on the ksav itself. So since the ksav is a tikkun, even though the thing you're writing on has now been ruined, meaning let's say you go and you write on the furniture. So writing on the furniture ruins the furniture. But the ksav is perfectly good ksav. It says whatever it is that you wanted to write on the furniture. So that's not called mekalkel. Avala mochik al menas lekalkel pater. But if a person erases in order to ruin something, then he's going to be pater. Haroshim reshamim v'tzurus b'kosel b'shashar u'chiyotzi ben kederach. If you make markings and images on a wall, Hareza told us Kosev v'chayiv mishum Kosev. That's a told of Kosev, and you're chayiv for Kosev. And if you use a klitzura, that it's meant to, as a painting implement or something like that, even if you only do a part of it, you're chayiv for makab patish, because that's the gemar malacha of that kli. Told us, and if you erase that which is imprinted in order to fix it, that is a told of mochik in your chayiv. You're not allowed to attach letters onto a background, onto like a curtain or something like that, because that is a tolda of kosev. This is the Scrabble Shaila, right? That if you are attaching it onto a board in a way that it's really held in place tightly, that is a violation of kosev. And therefore, removing the letters is a violation of mochek. have a sirtut. Once I told you the dinim of kosev, says in Mishmura. Now let me tell you a little bit about mochek and sirtut. Hamochek saval menas luchtav makom chach shtei osios chayiv. If you erase writing in order to be able to write two new letters in its place, you're chayiv vafilu mosachas. Vafilu os achas imi gedola. And even if you erase one big letter, in one large letter, which with enough space, and you're now leaving enough space to write two letters, chayiv, you're chayiv from mochek. Meaning mochek is not about erasing two letters. It's about erasing a space where you can, that's al menas lichtov two letters, where you're able to then replace it with writing of two letters. Mochek al menas l'saken, if someone is erasing in order to fix something, afilu shalom menas lichtov, even if the plan is not to write in the area where you just erased, kigon shoyosios yiserus betorum sakin gamkein chayiv. Like there are extra letters in the Torah, so when you erase the extra letters in the Torah, you're making the Sefer Torah kosher, so you're going to be chayiv. Oh, you don't plan on writing anything in its space because all the letters already exist in the Torah, but you're being machshir the Sefer Torah by erasing, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Kosev chayyadam the kolam lachos chutz mekosev chayiv bein bimino bein besmolo. Chayyadam writes, you know, kosev is the only malacha where if you do it with your left hand, or if a lefty does it with their right hand, they're going to be potter. But if you plow with your left hand, you light a match with your left hand, any other malacha that you do with your left hand, you're going to be chayiv. And he brings a raya from the Tosefta. Ach, beraglo, bepiv, marpeko, mash masham de potter v'yasser. However, if you do it with a real shinui, you light a match with your toes, you light a match with your mouth, so then you're going to be, you're not going to be chayiv, it's only going to be nisim midrabanan. Hamesarti niyar v'klav chiyotzibo kidei lichtov shtei osios. If one makes etchings of lines on a piece of klav or a piece of paper in order to be able to write two letters, tachas osos sirtut, and to keep it straight, you know, if you don't have lined paper, so you want to make a line so that you're able to write straight, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for that. V'chein kasharot lachtoch or oshar dvarim u'mesarti tochila kidei sheyechavin chitucho gamzehu b'chol mesartit. And if you make an etching or a marking on something that you want to cut to a particular size, so that also is a violation. That also you're going to be chayiv for. V'adin charshei etzim shemaavirun chutzal sikra al gabei akura kidei sheyinzer b'shava o agabolim sholsin kein ba'avanim kidei sheyiftzal even b'shava. Anytime you mark anything in a way so that you can cut it perfectly, whether you're cutting wood in wood shop or whatever, anything you're marking in a way so that you can cut it to a perfect size, kol zehu b'chal mesartet, that is called mesartet v'chal mesartet b'tzevo. Below tzemar is a chayiv, and you chayiv whether it has a color to it or doesn't have a color to it. V'nei because the reason I elaborated on all this at such length, k'dei levar is a davar who daraisa oshapatav asamit rabbanon, so that you should have some clarity as far as what is daraisa and what is drabbanon. Now, even though we observe drabbanons as well, we wouldn't want to violate any drabbanon. V'nafkamina alidei in a yehudi b'makom mitzvah. The nafkamina would be if you can ask a guy to do it in a makom mitzvah. Dekayim l'msim shenzayin. This is daraisa in matirin alidei in a yehudi. That which is asa midaraisa, you're not even allowed to ask a guy to do b'makom mitzvah. But in this drabbanan, you are allowed to ask a guy to do b'makom mitzvah. Sif hey, now back into the Shulchan Aruch. Mutu lirshom b'tziporin ala sefer k'mosh roshma l'simin she'in ze davar meskayim. You can make a marking with your fingernail on a book in order to, on the page of a book, because that's not something that is a lasting mark. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Mutu v'yesh machmirim b'zavayim b'alacha. There are those that are machmir even about this. This is only talking about where you're just making a line. You're just like digging your fingernail into the page, and just to remind yourself to go back to this page because there's a typo or something like that. Avalasos kamin os, but if you actually shape a letter with your fingernail into the and imprint it into the page of your book, then vadayasa. That's for sure. Asa afil bosachas, even if it's just one letter. She'ein zeh. The reason why it's mutter is because it's not miskayim. V'dafka b'klaf hakosha to bezmanoma yukosven ala klaf. It's only not miskayim if it's on klaf, on hard klaf. Avol aniyar also to miskayim hu. But if you're doing it on paper, it is miskayim, and therefore it's aser. So I don't know if it's always aser on paper. You'd have to see whether it's miskayim or not. If it's something that would last, then it would be aser. V'dafka b'tziporin, and this heter is also only with a finger. fingernail. Avalim roshem beza klisha osa rishima amuka yoser. Aval kafe etzos demin kareitav miskayim. If you take a knife and you scrape into the page of your book where it gets a much deeper scrape, then that is going to be aser, because that's something that's much more recognizable and is much more miskayim. So to remind ourselves what we learned today, so we said that if you write with your left hand, or a lefty writes with their right hand, or you write with your feet, or kala achar yad, in all those cases it's pater aval aser. And we said that even if you write something on a piece of furniture where the furniture is ruined, that's not called mekalkel, because the ksav is misakein. And then we said when it comes to mochek, you're chayev for mochek not when you erase two letters, but when you erase letter even one large letter that leaves space to write two letters. And then we discussed a whole bunch of examples of a violation of mesartet, where you mark something off in order to be able to cut it perfectly to size, to mark something to the right size, and that could be on almost anything. And then in Sif Hey we said that you're allowed to mark a book with a page in the book with your fingernail, but the Mishnah Berurah limits that in three ways. First of all, by saying that there are those that disagree and are machmir. Second of all, that if you mark with your fingernail an actual shape of a letter, it's for sure aser. And third, that if it's on a softer paper like we use today, that is likely a davar miskayim and is therefore aser. Okay, but it's from tomorrow night, back to regular time, regular place, I think. Simon Shin Mem Sif Vav. Have a great night, everybody.